Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is the fourth day of December. Greetings to you from the beautiful, really, truly, you know, I've done this before. It's beautiful, lovely, wonderful mountains of Colorado, where I am with a group of men. I think I'm going to have to stop saying lovely things about Colorado because it always generates emails from people who live in other beautiful places who basically tell me I'm not giving them any love. Places like Utah, California, Oregon, Washington, New Mexico, Canada, like British Columbia, and then back east, you know, in the Appalachians. And but then I get emails sometimes from people going like, you should come visit the Himalayas. Come visit us in the Alps and you will never say nice things about your beloved Colorado with sarcasm in their email. So yeah, I guess I'll have to think about that. I'm going to think about ways to tone this down. It's a moderately nice day here in Colorado. How are you guys doing? It's kind of pretty. Off in the distance, I can see some mountains and they're nice, I guess, if you're into that sort of thing. We're reading from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Daniel chapter 11, verse 36 through 12, 13. Then the king will do whatever he wants. He will exalt and magnify himself above every god, and he will say outrageous things against the God of gods. He will be successful until the time of wrath is completed, because what has been decreed will be accomplished. He will not show regard for the gods of his fathers, the god longed for by women, or for any other god, because he will magnify himself above all. Instead, he will honor a god of fortresses, a god his fathers did not know, with gold, silver, precious stones, and riches. He will deal with the strongest fortresses with the help of a foreign god. He will greatly honor those who acknowledge him, making them rulers over many and distributing land as a reward. At the time of the end, the king of the south will engage him in battle, but the king of the north will storm against him with chariots, horsemen, and many ships. He will invade countries and sweep through them like a flood. He will also invade the beautiful land, and many will fall, but these will escape from his power: Edom, Moab, and the prominent people of the Ammonites. He will extend his power against the countries, and even the land of Egypt will escape. He will get control over the hidden treasures of gold and silver, and over all the riches of Egypt. The Libyans and Cushites will also be in submission. But reports from the east and the north will terrify him, and he will go out with great fury to destroy and annihilate many. He will pitch his royal tents between the sea and the beautiful holy mountain, but he will meet his end with no one to help him. At that time, Michael, the great prince who stands watch over your people, will rise up. There will be a time of distress, such as never has occurred, since nations came into being until that time. But at that time, all your people who are found written in the book will escape. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to eternal life, and some to shame and eternal contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the bright expanse of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, keep these words secret and seal the book until the time of the end. Many will roam about and knowledge will increase. And I, Daniel, looked, and two others were standing there, one on this bank of the river and one on the other. One said to the man dressed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, "How long until the end of these extraordinary things?" Then I heard the man dressed in linen, who was above the waters of the river. He raised both his hands toward heaven and swore by him who lives eternally that it would be for a time, times, and half a time. When the power of the holy people is shattered, all these things will be completed. I heard but did not understand, so I asked, "My Lord, what will be the outcome of these things? He said, go on your way, Daniel, for the words are secret and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, cleansed, and refined, but the wicked will act wickedly. None of the wicked will understand, but the wise will understand. From the time the daily sacrifice is abolished and the abomination of desolation is set up, there will be 1,290 days. Blessed is the one who waits for and reaches 1,335 days. But as for you, go on your way to the end. You will rest, then rise to your destiny at the end of the days. First John 4, 1 through 21. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to determine if they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit who confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit who does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist. You have heard that he is coming, and he is already in the world now. You are from God, little children, and you have conquered them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore, what they say is from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Anyone who knows God listens to us. Anyone who is not from God does not listen to us. From this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deception. Dear friends, let us love one another, because love is from God, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, because God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his one and only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Love consists in this, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Dear friends, if God loved us in this way, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is perfected in us. This is how we know that we remain in him, and he in us. He has given to us from his Spirit, and we have seen and we testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. And we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and the one who remains in love remains in God, and God remains in him. In this, love is perfected with us so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. For we are as he is in the world. There is no fear in love. Instead, perfect love drives out fear, because fear involves punishment. So the one who fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For the person who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And when we have this command from him, the one who loves God must also love his brother. Psalm 123, 1 through 4. Looking for God's favor, a song of ascents. I lift my eyes to you, the one enthroned in heaven, like a servant's eyes on his master's hand, like a servant girl's eyes on her mistress's hand. So our eyes are on the Lord our God until he shows us favor. Show us favor, Lord. Show us favor, for we had more than enough contempt. We've had more than enough scorn from the arrogant and contempt from the proud. Proverbs 29:2-4. When the righteous flourish, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, people groan. A man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but one who consorts with prostitutes destroys his wealth. By justice, a king brings stability to a land, but a man who demands contributions demolishes it. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you on the last day of the first week of Advent. We contemplate today your coming. We contemplate hope in the coming Christ, who is always coming for us. The prophets of old hoped in you and looked and longed for the day when you would come, and you did come for us, Jesus. And you are always coming, so we always have this hope. In this season, we take the time to reflect upon these things and place our hope in you alone. For you will always come. You will always come for us. And we, like the prophets of old, longed for the day that you would come. We long for the day that you will return. And we look forward to an eternity in your presence. We pray this in your name, the name above all names, the name of Jesus, the Christ, the Savior. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com. That's the website. Like I've said the last couple of days, since I'm out here in Colorado, I'm taking pictures, posting them to Flickr, so that those of you who like to tune in and see what's up can see, and along with some videos and stuff like that that we're putting up. So the way that you get there, if you don't know, is if you go to the homepage, dailyaudiobible.com, scroll down to the bottom, there's this thing called a footer. It's on the bottom of every page, but to the right hand, there's this stay connected area, and that's where all the different ways to stay connected to the Daily Audio Bible are. So we have like a Facebook fan page. Fan up if you aren't already, and then send the good news of the Daily Audio Bible to all your friends, just to let everybody know. We have a YouTube channel with the videos that we have there, and Twitter, if that's a way that you stay connected, then you can get our tweets when we tweet people. So the Flickr page is also there. That's where you'd find Flickr and see all that's going on out here in Colorado. All right, if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you for your support. That can be done at the homepage of the website. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. I'll do it today from a moderately nice, generally pretty Colorado. If you like snow, it's okay. I'm Brian. I love you. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, my name's Julie, and I'm from California. Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. I've never called in before. This is my first time. I've been listening for about 2 years now. Never could imagine that a community could be built like this, but I'm very thankful to God that it is here and I'm part of it. I have a couple prayer requests. I'm coming out of a 20-year, extremely hard marriage, and I've been divorced for about a year now. I find myself still bouncing back and forth and suffering with a lot of self-negative talk that extends out of that relationship. sorry. I walk in a lot of 911 circumstances through that relationship and for a lot of that time. So my prayer is, please pray that that God would use his word to work that out of me. I've been in the Bible. It's my lifeline. Hearing it audible is my favorite way of listening and digesting. It's just been really hard for me to take that part of the word of God where God is loves me, and it's really hard to put that into the parts of me that have been hurt. So that's the part that I just need prayer for. I've been a Christian for about 16 years now, would have never been able to walk through any of this without God. He's worked in supernatural ways in my life. I've felt him nearer than my skin. It's a good thinking, internal way of looking at it. He's done miracles around me, in me, through me, and I'm very grateful that out of that hard relationship, I was able to draw that close to God. Now that I'm out of that situation and been out for almost 2 years now, I find it sometimes difficult just to settle into a normalcy way of life. And I'm trying, and God's good. My second prayer would be that I would be able to afford a place on my own. I do live with a family, but I have a family of my own and need my own life and home back. I appreciate your prayers and I love you all, and I thank you very much. God bless.
Hey, DAB family, this is Dave from Indiana. I got a prayer request for my sister-in-law. She's 59. She had melanoma cancer removed a couple years ago. It came back. She's got a couple spots in her brain. And on her neck, her lymph nodes, they're, don't know for sure the treatment or whatnot, but it doesn't sound very good. She's got four kids and lots of grandkids. She just wanted the good ones, and just pray for healing for her and for her family. Just thanks a lot, and I love you guys. Bye.